Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The mortal enemy all must face. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Death. It's a reality every mortal must face. Some view it with horror, others see it as a homecoming. What is it that can transform a funeral into a praise gathering? Listen as Elizabeth Rowe presents the ringing note of hope that can and should accompany the passing of a child of God. Walk with Elizabeth Rowe, a British author and philanthropist in the 17th and 18th century. What unutterable ecstasies I shall feel when I meet those smiles which enlighten heaven and exhilarate all the celestial regions, when I shall view his glory without one interposing cloud, when I shall drink my fill at the fountain of joy that flows from his right hand forever. How dazzling is your prospect, a city of God, of whom such glorious things are spoken. Their holy souls keep perpetual Sabbaths, their newly arrived saints are crowned with wreaths of light, while ivory harps and silver trumpets sound, their flaming seraphs' sacred hymns begin, and cherubims' loud responses sing. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18.
Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
For the Christian, the loss of a loved one in the Lord is only for a time. Death is rest, not regret, for reunion is certain. As Paul proclaims, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15:55 and 57. Many refrains have been written capturing the essence of that victory. Here is one to reflect on. Brief life is here our portion. Brief life, short-lived care. The life that knows no ending, the tearless life, is there. Oh, happy retribution. Short toil, eternal rest. For mortals and for sinners, a mansion with the blessed.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.